This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
There are a certain group of movies that have apparently shaped the millennial generation. And on that list, the top movie, The Princess Bride from 1987.
Inconceivable. Inconceivable.
I'm shocked because I feel like that movie... Not to be a Gen X purist, but I feel like that was meant for the Gen Xers.
See, I kind of think The Princess Bride transcends generations, Steve.
You know what? Maybe, hey, they said to their younger brother or sister and said, hey, you should check this movie out.
Yes.
Inconceivable.
So we have millennials on the phone and we want to put them to the test. We want to see if they agree with some of these other movies. And I do see that one of the calls we have has a movie listed that helped shape his life that I am refusing to let my child watch.
Really?
Yes.
Inconceivable.
But first, we're going to chat with Mariah from Whidbey Island. Good morning, Mariah.
Hi, good morning. Nice to hear from you guys. I've listened to you forever.
Thank you. So what movie would you say shaped you as a millennial?
Well, the one that first came off the top of my head was Wayne's World.
Oh, great choice. Party Time. Excellent. Schwing.
Yeah, Party Time. Excellent. Exactly.
So do you agree with this movie? They have put from 1993, The Sandlot.
Yes, definitely.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Big one for me, for sure.
Agree.
That's a movie that I have not watched in a very long time. I wonder if it still holds the test of time.
It does.
It does? Oh, yeah, Danny watched it. He probably watched it yesterday.
Steve, don't call me out like that.
It's still amazing, though.
You're going to say, no, it was on Monday when I watched it.
Justin from Ferndale, fellow millennial, you put the movie that I will refuse to let my child watch on your list, and that is The Land Before Time.
Are you serious, son?
It's way too sad, man. I'm not putting myself through that again.
Oh, see, what I got from that movie is your friends will always be there for you, and you can always just have, go on fun adventures as long as you keep your friends close, and they're basically family. So that's the message that I got from the movie that I'll take with me for the rest of my life.
Well,
also, The Lord of the Rings is... also shaped my life as well, so I'll put that out there.
And Lord of the Rings did make this list. Another movie that made the list, Justin, is Scream from 1996.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, come on, you know I don't watch that.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
I love that movie.
Justin, do you agree with Scream being on the list?
Oh, see, I was 5 when that movie came out, saw it when I was 8, so yeah, definitely, but I would put Scary Movie ahead of Scream any day of the week.
No, I think I'm arguing with your opinion. No, your opinion is wrong. My opinion is right. Scream is better.
I mean, that was like the first horror movie I ever watched.
I'll be honest, when I saw You mentioned Land Before Time. I thought it was Land of the Lost, the dinosaur movie. And I'm like, yeah, that is a good movie. I don't think I've ever seen Land Before Time.
Don't. It's going to make you cry.
Yeah. Oh, no. Thank you for the heads up.
Joe from Bellevue, fellow millennial, what is the movie that shaped you?
It's called What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. Probably not on the list.
It is not on the list, but one that is The Big Lebowski from 1998.
Take it easy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you will.
Yeah, well, The Dude Abides.
The Dude Abides, Joe, do you believe that that movie does belong on the list?
Yeah, in a way, but I think it needs to shape at least how we learn to be more easygoing, because life is kind of like, it's too hectic as you get older.
Yes.
And his attitude is kind of like, I didn't ask to be the dude, so whatever. Just, I mean, come on, I'll go with it. Whatever. The Dude Abides.
The Dude Abides.
Just have a White Russian and chill out.
Yes. Crystal from Oak Harbor, also a millennial. What is the movie that shaped you?
Liar, Liar.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that one up. I feel like that's an underrated Jim Carrey movie, you ask me.
That was one of those movies that me and my sister binge watched on repeat.
So great.
His comedic timing in that movie, I think, I know a lot of people love The Mask, and I can understand why, and Ace Ventura, both great films, but I feel like he really, like, Liar Liar was just like him firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were so many times that my mom would pick something up and smell it and go, I'm taking this.
Crystal, sadly, Liar Liar is not on the list, but this movie is.
That is so fetch. Gretchen. Stop trying to make happen. It's not going to happen.
Mean Girls from 2004, do you agree that that's a movie that helped shape the millennial generation?
Unfortunately.
You know which one would be for me? And I'm not a millennial, but hello, fellow kids. I'm going to pretend to be a millennial for a second. Let me put on my baseball cap and put it backwards. The one I would put, and it, honestly, to me, it's my favorite comedy of all time as well, but I feel like this is one, and I see that it is on the list.
Wait, you changed your name to... McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why the f*** would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a f***ing book for one.
Need to watch that movie again.
Superbad always gets better with time.
I'm sure there's some super questionable content in that, but on the whole, man, that movie cracks me up.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The website website blogherald.com did an interesting article about the habits of low-quality men that apparently psychologists have identified as common among them.
Okay.
So some of these examples
Why are you looking
would
at both Danny and I? We're high-quality individuals.
Yeah, we are.
Lack of ambition.
I'll get around to it when I get around to it.
Disrespect toward others.
Yeah, F off.
Constant negativity and dishonesty.
I mean, these are pretty good examples of low-quality people, not just men,
not just
right?
men.
Yeah, yeah.
Avoidance of responsibility. So we know that at some point, all of us have had moments that we aren't proud of. Moments of being low-quality human beings.
Okay, yes.
Right? So we want to see if you can figure out our moments. Wrote down a moment where we felt we were pretty low-quality.
Things that we're not too hyped about.
And we are going to have our friend Robot SpongeBob read these low-quality moments for us. And then you, the listener, have to guess if it's me, Migs, or Danny.
Perfect.
All right. So we have Kyle from Sultan on the phone. Kyle, are you ready to hear the audio of one of our low-quality moments?
I am.
All right, let's go.
Charles from Spanaway, are you ready to hear some audio of one of our low-quality moments?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
I engaged in a cyber relation with a listener. Over fax. Yes, I would have some not safe for work, raunchy chats over fax while at work on the company fax machine.
Okay, Charles, who do you think that is?
See, there's a part of me that wants to say it's Steve, but I think it's Taryn.
Oh. Taryn!
Taryn, final answer?
Wrong.
Taryn, final answer.
Wrong!
Wrong! Nope, you should have went with your initial guess. It was yours truly, something I'm not very proud of, and very dated. This girl wanted to start writing letters to me over fax, and I was like, how did we do this? So I used to, like, I would host part of the morning show, and then I would host an hour by myself in the studios. I was in my 20s and working at the end, and, you know, anyway, I was like, cute girls talking. Well, they sounded cute. Typically, they weren't when they would meet up. But whatever, right? So this one girl, I mean, she lived far away, like somewhere in Kitsap County, and we're chatting, and it's getting heated. I'm like, well, I got to get off the air because someone else is. I was like, can you email me? She's like, I don't have email at work, but I could send you a fax. I was like, well, here's the company fax number. And so she would write me one. I'd run to the mailroom, and I would just hang out in the mailroom and just, like, write a letter that was raunchy, fax it back to her, and this was going back and forth. And then finally I'd be like, I'm leaving, so don't send any more because I didn't want to get caught and have anyone else grab that fax.
Fun fact, we still have a fax machine.
Wow, man, I got to find her fax number.
You really do.
Like, I was faxing her at her work, and she was faxing me. I never met up.
That is never bananas.
We were just having, like, these naughty conversations over facts.
Let's get to Matthew from Monroe. Matthew, you have to identify which of us is this low-quality human being.
Here we go.
When I was 16, I helped my friends crash a wedding, and we ended up stealing a tier of a cake from the wedding. We ran out of the hotel with the cake in hand and ended up at a restaurant and ate the cake in the parking lot. Still not sure if the wedding party ever realized it was gone.
That's terrible.
All right, Matthew, who do you think that is?
That sounds like Taryn.
Wrong.
Oh, that's our friend Danny B.
Danny. Hey. Danny the cake thief.
Now, we have one final.
One final one.
And it's for Justin in Ferndale. Justin, we're going to play you some audio from one more low-quality human.
Here we go.
When I was turning 21, my 21 run began with a chain of pain where you had about 8 airplane shots tied to a necklace, and throughout the night you'd drink them until they were gone. Then at midnight, when I turned exactly 21, I was taken to the bar by a few older friends. 2 shots of Jaeger were set in front of me. First one went down fine. The second one came right back up all over the bar. I then attempted to clean it up myself, which didn't go over well. Needless to say, I got kicked out of that bar and didn't go back for a very long time.
That could be any of us, really.
Well, considering that only one of you guys went to WWSU, let's go with Mrs. Taryn Daly.
Go Cougs, baby!
That is such a Taryn Daly
Justin.
Story.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that you are not proud of at all? We'll call it your low-quality moment.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Jeremy from Bothell, what was your low-quality moment?
My low-quality wasn't really... It was more of like a low-quality intelligence.
Okay.
But I was in my, like, early teens, and I went over to a friend's house, and we were talking to his mom, and she was slurring. And I was like, why would you be drinking so early in the day? And she's like, what? I'm like, you're slurring your words. And she's like, I've had a stroke.
Oh, no.
No.
What are the odds? I mean, really, though, what are the odds that someone's going to respond with that, right, Jeremy?
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I learned to just bite my tongue, pinch myself, do whatever I could to just not say words anymore.
So, how did you respond? How did you react to it? Did you just, like, leave the room, or did you say, like, how did you handle that?
We went into my friend's room and smoked a bunch of weed, and I cried.
Oh, no.
That sounds about the right way to handle things.
That's brutal.
When all else fails, smoke weed and cry.
Oh, my God. 206-803-ROCK, what is something that you are not proud of? We'll call it your low-quality moment.
So I said, back in the 90s when I was in the ninth grade, I made up my own report card on my parents' computer to avoid getting in trouble because I had awful grades. My mom still has that report card because she said that she was so proud of me.
It's very creative.
Oh, could you imagine, like, the next Christmas, like, finally admitting that was all a lie?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's people that make, like, fake IDs. You could probably make a fortune doing fake report cards.
Back then, I don't think you'd get away with it. Everything's so digital now. It's kind of, like, ruined, you know, those kind of moments for teenagers.
For sure.
Which is sad because, I mean, I feel like that's when you really get to flex your creative muscles.
Absolutely.
Yes. How about this one? Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said flex muscles because this person says this wasn't my best moment. But when I was 20, I went into an airplane bathroom and I joined the Mile High Club by myself. LOL.
I mean, when the mood strikes, you know.
Does that count? I don't think you're in the Mile High Club, right? That's like maybe a half mile club.
I guess I don't know what the rules are. I'm not in the Mile High Club.
You're not.
There's no way that I'm, you know, stuffing myself in there with my husband. That would be awful.
That was one of your wedding vows, wasn't it?
I would pay to see that.
Oh,
you and Brad trying to make it work.
Just greasing ourselves up.
Honestly, the same thing with
Save it for your OnlyFans page.
Because you're just tall. I can't even imagine you trying to, like, fit two people in there.
I'm so scared being in a bath because I don't go number one sitting down. So I'll still stand up in the airplane. Right? So yeah, I'm standing, and I'm always so scared that if there's some massive turbulence, I might break my neck. Because my head is kind of tilted. It's leaning up against the top of the bathroom ceiling. And I'm like, one bad bump, and I'm definitely, I'm having a chiropractor visit.
Tall people problems.
I should sit down.
The Daily Migs Show.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games.
And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.